This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Five quick stories we're following today. First, Walgreens lays off nearly 650 employees as it closes a couple distribution centers. This is not necessarily, it's absolutely a bad sign for those people losing their jobs. Let's hope they find other jobs. But it's another sign that Walgreens is trying to get its operations in order. So I wouldn't look at it negatively on Walgreens. I'd look at it sort of as another sign they're trying to get things in order. So we'll see how that goes. Their stock's down 20% year to date. Second, third, and fourth are three health systems reporting much more positive results this last quarter and this last year than the year before. Those include our number two store, Premier Health Partners in Dayton, reduces their operating losses significantly. Third, our third story, Scripps Health, led by Chris Van Gorder, greatly improves their operating income, and they're in Southern California. Fourth, Montefiore Health System climbs out of the red, and again, the New York-based system moving things in the right direction. So several systems moving things in the right directions after fairly strong actions this last year to try and do so after a very tough 2022. Finally, the fifth story we're following today is a story reported by Anna Falvey, one of the list writers at Becker's Healthcare. She published 196 Women Hospital Presidents and CEOs to Know. Now, obviously, there's a long way to go to get to the number of women CEOs and presidents we should have, but certainly a move in the right direction. That list is available at Becker's Healthcare. And again, thank you to Anna Falvey for that story. Again, Walgreens laying off people, plenty of health systems moving in the right direction economically, and finally a story on 196 women leaders to know, CEOs and presidents to know at Becker's Healthcare. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Five quick stories we're following at Becker's Healthcare. Thank you very much.